U.S. greater than Majin unemployment rate reached all-time high in May 2020. How's the government helping? World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Majin unemployment rate reached all-time high in May 2020. How's the government helping? News, Ophiuchus? No, NASA did not assign a 13th constellation to the zodiac signs. Breaking, PM Mahidin to make live announcement today at 4 p.m. Majin unemployment rate reached all-time high in May 2020, how's the government helping? Weak, vain and incompetent, student group condemns VC Abdul Rahim for lack of response. Three new COVID-19 clusters detected in Malaysia including one at a Brickfields restaurant. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Mashiach didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. People Features Lifestyle. A wizard. Pandora just released 6 new charms Malaysian Potterheads will absolutely love. Get ready for the Pokemon multiplayer game coming soon to iOS and Android. You can get up to 10% off iPad or Macs in Mashiya and you don't even need to be a student. These Doraemon-inspired Nike SB Dunk High will soon be hitting stores. Ubisoft's new game has a Malaysian character from Pekan, Pahang. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The movement control order hasn't been easy on anyone physically, mentally and especially economically. It was no surprise that many companies either had to retrench their employees or face a pay cut. In figures shared by the Malaysian Department of Statistics, the unemployment rate is the highest ever in May 2020 at 826,100 people. 5.3%. There's a whole 73% increase from simply the previous 2 months during March 2020 at 519,800 people. The employment-to-population ratio, which provides us with information on how the economy can create employment opportunities, also dropped by 0.4%. How's the government helping the unemployed? Due to the COVID-19 pandemic crisis and the subsequent movement control order, the government announced PENJANA, Pelanjana Semula Ekonomi Negara, which aimed to save jobs and promote employment, while ensuring the people have enough to live on. Besides hiring opportunities and increased wages, the government also offers reskilling and training to ensure the skills of workers are maintained. To encourage the hiring of employees, the government offers financial incentives for the employers where if you employ school leavers and graduates who attend apprenticeships you will receive RM600 per month for 6 months. If you hire an unemployed worker below the age of 40, the amount is at RM800 per month of employment for 6 months while unemployed workers above the age of 40 can receive RM1000. This also goes for anyone with a disability. as youths or fresh graduates, an excuse you're probably sick of hearing when you're looking for a job is, "We need someone with more experience." But here's a question to companies out there: how do you expect fresh graduates to have more experience when you don't hire them? However, to polish whatever skills fresh graduates possess, the government dedicates an RM2 billion fund for reskilling and upskilling programs. Government training facilities under MARA, community colleges, IKBN, Institute Kemahiran Tinggi Belia Negara, ILP, Industrial Training Institute, will be optimized. Not only that, but incentives for further studies will also be provided, focused mainly on short courses in local universities. To those facing unemployment in these troubled times, all we can say is don't give up, even when it seems bleak. Make sure to check all the incentives offered by the government to make sure you're benefiting completely. Also read, 15,597 employees in Johor are facing unemployment or salary reduction throughout MCO. Source, Department of Statistics Malaysia. Source, Vulcan Post. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service. Privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.